One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Be sure to listen at the end of tonight's program. Clifford and Father Barber have an exciting surprise for you. Overheard between Margaret and Jack at Jack's house.
Gee, you look nice in dinner clothes, Uncle Jack. Must be an awful swanky party Uncle Paul's giving for Nicolette.
Well, she'll be leaving in a couple of days, and you wanted to do something in her honor, Margaret.
You know what I think?
What?
I think Nicolette's leaving because Uncle Paul's found another girl.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, here's the way to welcome relief when you have a headache. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, its pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly. That's why Alka-Seltzer brings such fast relief. So remember, the first thing to do whenever you have a headache is drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Get Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore and always keep it handy in your home. Chapter 16, Book 84. The Barber Clan is dressing up tonight. The occasion, a farewell dinner party Paul is giving for Nicolette at Pietro's fashionable restaurant in downtown San Francisco. It will be quite a sizable gathering, for Paul has invited the whole family, all the adults, that is, which, of course, does not include Margaret. She is to babysit for her Uncle Jack and Aunt Betty's six young daughters. And now, at 7:15, Margaret is just coming in the front door of Jack's house as he comes down the stairs in his dinner jacket.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello, Uncle Jack.
Oh, you're right on time, honey.
Yeah, I ran part of the way. You all ready to go?
I am. But your Aunt Betty and Nicolette are still upstairs primping. They'll never be ready on time.
Dinner's not till 8, is it? That's what Mom said.
Yeah, but Paul's coming over in a minute to pick us up. He's going to drive us down, and we can't make him late. He's the host.
Oh, gee, I wish I was old enough to go. Isn't it exciting to get all dressed up and go to a swanky restaurant?
Yeah, but I just assumed we didn't have to put on these monkey suits.
Oh, I think dinner clothes look wonderful. Makes the evening important.
Oh, it's going to be something, all right. Just to give you a rough idea, there will be an aperitif of escargot.
Huh? What's that?
I thought that'd throw you. Escargot or snails.
Oh, snails?
Yeah, but they tell me they're very good after you get by the first one. Ugh. Real French delicacy.
Well, if I could go, I'd even eat snails. Oh, gee, just think. Uncle Paul and Nicolette have eaten strange things all over the world. I hope I can be a cosmopolitan when I grow up, like Nicolette, and speak a lot of languages and stuff like that.
She's quite a person, all right.
I bet you'll miss her when she goes, won't you, Uncle Jack?
I should say we will.
And so will Uncle Paul. Has he got another girl?
Hmm?
He'll have to have some kind of feminine companionship after Nicolette's gone. He can't just stay up there in his studio and stagnate.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that.
The thing is, though, you never really know about him. Just when you think he's dying of lonesomeness, you find out he's quietly seeing some woman.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, it's true. I was over at Grandfather's the other night just before my scrapbook was finished.
Yeah, I see you got a copy of it with you.
Mm-hmm. I promised to read everything in it tonight to Mary Lou.
Well, she and the rest of the kids are all upstairs waiting for you to arrive.
I'll go up in just a minute. I wanted to tell you about what Uncle Paul did.
Maggie, you're letting your imagination run away with you.
No, sir, you can ask Grandmother. She and I were alone in the library the other night, and Uncle Paul came downstairs all dressed up. And he said he was going out to see a young lady, and she was going to cook his dinner. And it wasn't Nicolette.
Okay, so what?
Well, for all we know, that might be the reason why Nicolette is leaving here.
Hey, watch it, honey. Not so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it could be, couldn't it?
Nicolette's leaving because she's got this wonderful job with the State Department, period.
Well, I have a feeling that it might not be altogether that, though.
All right, all right. Now, why don't you...
Hi.
Oh, hi, Paul. Come on in.
Hello, Uncle Paul.
Well, Margaret, I understand you're the official babysitter for Jack and Betty this evening.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Margaret, run up and tell your Aunt Betty and Nicolette that Paul is here, will you?
Okay.
Tell him to step on it. We got to drive all the way downtown.
Okay, I'll tell him. You sure look nice, Uncle Paul.
Well, thank you, Margaret.
Sit down, Paul.
Yeah.
I warned you about driving us down. Betty can never get ready on time. You'd have been a lot safer just taking Nicolette and let Betty and me come along in our own car.
Oh, we'll make it all right.
I hate to have you not be there to greet everybody when they arrive. Mom and Dad left yet?
No, they were still dressing when I left.
Is Cliff going to ride down with them?
I don't know what's happened to Cliff. He isn't even home yet.
Huh? Where is he?
Well, he went out looking for a job today and hasn't shown up.
Well, hasn't he called home or anything?
Huh?
That's funny. Do you suppose he's forgotten about your dinner party?
Well, I don't see how he could. We talked about it this morning at breakfast. Of course, he wasn't very keen about dressing up. Said he didn't see much point in his going anyway, since he didn't have anybody to take.
What about what's-her-name, this Toots Schultz gal? He's still running around with her, isn't he?
Well, I asked him if he didn't want to bring Toots, but he was in a funny mood.
What's eating the guy anyway? You'd think he'd call up and tell you where he is or that he couldn't make it or something.
He'd probably turn up.
Well. Paul, you ever met Toots?
No.
Never brings her around so any of us can see her. What goes? You suppose he's ashamed of her?
Hey, you got me, Jack. Well, here's one of our young ladies coming.
Hello.
Nicolette, how lovely you look, huh, Jack?
Certainly do, Nicolette.
Thank you. I'm so glad to have a chance to wear my new dress.
Here, let me take your coat. Now then, turn around so I can see the back, too.
All right.
Oh, believe me, it's perfection.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
Nicolette, what's holding Betty up? Isn't she ready yet?
Almost, Jack. She said to tell you she would be down in just a few minutes.
A few minutes? Ye gods, I think I'll go up and see if I can't hurry her along. We'll be the last ones there if she keeps on fiddling around. I'll be right down, Paul.
Okay.
Oh, Paul, you must know how thrilled I am that you're doing this for me. I don't think I've ever in my life had a big dinner given in my honor, a real fancy dress-up one like this, at any rate.
Well, I wish I'd done it sooner, not waited until it was a farewell dinner.
Ah, but we don't think of that part. The farewell can come later. Tonight, I just want to think that you have done this for me, that you are gathering all the barbers together, that I am to be a part of this big family tonight, to be with all of you who have been so kind to me for so many years. Mother and Father Barber, and Hazel and Daniel, Clifford, Claudia and Nikki, Jack and Betty, who have opened their home to me, and you, Paul. It was so thoughtful of you to think of this before I leave.
Please, you said we wouldn't talk about the leave, Dickie.
And we won't. We are going to be gay. Oh, I didn't thank you for my lovely corsage. Look, does it not go well with my dress?
Nicolette, you could wear dandelions and they'd be beautiful.
Oh, thank you, but I think I prefer these. And Betty, she was so thrilled when her flowers came. You...
Guess I'd better answer there. Hello. Yeah, oh, hi, Claire. Huh? Well, I'm terribly sorry you won't be able to make it. You sure you wouldn't want to come along later? Well, it'd be perfectly all right, even if you're not there.
That's well, Paul, but I really don't think I'll be able to make it. No. Oh, I've been pounding the pavements all day. I'll be tied down here for the rest of the evening. Yeah, I called home. Now, Dad told me you were over at Jack's. Well, I'm sorry I'm giving you such late notice, but I wasn't sure till I got here that I wouldn't be able to come. Yeah. Well, it'll be okay with Nicolette, won't it? She won't be leaving for a few days anyhow. I'll get to see her before she goes. It's okay, Paul. Thanks a lot. Well, I guess I got out of it all right, Dutch.
Why don't you want to go, Cliff?
Oh, I hate to get all dressed up and sit through a long dinner. I get jittery. I kind of like to eat and get it done with. Would you like to have gone?
Sure. But I wasn't invited.
Well, I could have taken you.
You mean you just walked in with me and said, set up another place, I brought Toots along?
Oh, no, honey, I don't mean that.
What do you mean, then? You don't think I'm going to go someplace where I haven't been invited, do you? I got some pride, you know.
Oh, look, Toots, don't talk like that.
I will, too. You've been taking me pretty much for granted, seems to me. And if you think I'm going to force myself on anybody, you got another guest coming. And that goes for you and all the rest of the barbers.
Well, what are you driving at?
Don't you suppose I know why I wasn't invited to this dinner?
Now, wait a minute. You've got it all wrong.
The whole barber outfit don't think I got enough class to associate with them. That's what's the matter.
Oh, honey. You're just as wrong as you could possibly be. I've been trying to tell you that Paul asked me to bring you.
Huh?
Sure he did. So you see, and getting yourself all worked up over nothing.
Oh, I have, huh? Well, that makes it worse. Here, I've been invited and you don't take me. Are you ashamed of me?
Oh, Toots.
Just answer my question. You've never taken me around to meet any of your folks. Why?
Well, I didn't know you wanted to particularly.
You could have given me a chance to say no about this thing tonight. That's the least you could have done. I'd have behaved myself.
You're making me feel like an awful heel, honey. Maybe I was selfish about not taking you to the dinner party, but Gosh, when I dragged in here to your apartment, I was so tired and so low, I just didn't feel like going anywhere. I told you what a discouraging day I've had looking for a job. Can't you understand that?
I sure can. You had no intention of taking me right from the start. If you had, you would have said something about it. You know, you don't just come in the last minute and ask a girl to go to a formal banquet. I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go myself, you see? Besides, Paul got this up in a hurry. It's a sort of a farewell party for Nicolette. I told you about her going away.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't have been any fun for you, Dutch. It's kind of a stuffy family thing. Oh, look. Look now. I'll make it up to you some way. Will you forgive me?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, please, honey. I've reached the point where you're about the only thing I've got.
Well, sir, today the Barber family has one of the most exciting bits of news for one man's family listeners.
Why, George, Mr. Barton, look at this. Just look at this picture of my twin grandsons in the bathtub when they were 18 months old.
Oh, hey, Dad, get a gander of this Barber family tree.
Clifford, your mother still takes the best picture of any woman in this family.
Wait a minute, Father Barber.
Well, she most certainly does, Mr. Barton.
Oh, I don't doubt it, but don't you think all these listeners throughout the United States should know what you're talking about?
Huh? Why, I'm talking about Margaret's Barber family album. This beautiful picture and storybook giving the life history of this family from beginning to end.
That's right. That's what I wanted you to say. The Barber Family Album is off the press.
And what an album. 20 pages filled from cover to cover with...
Yes, and Miles Laboratories have made it possible for everyone to have a copy of the album. All you have to do is send the top of the box from a bottle of Bactine with your name and address and 10 cents in coin for handling and mailing to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana.
And that's all?
That's all. Send a Bactine box top and 10 cents to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana.
And for that, they'll get to see Teddy in her Army nurse's uniform in Japan and Jack and Betty with their 6 beautiful daughters.
Including the triplets.
Yeah, and here's a full-page picture of the whole family, every chick and child right up through Grandpa and Grandma Barber.
And dozens of other pictures and stories of the Barber Clan.
And everybody can have a copy. Tell them again, Frank.
Friends, our sponsor wants you to have the new Barber Family Album. And here's all you do to get a copy. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine, our new family antiseptic that you'll find has many uses in safeguarding your family's health. Tear off the top of the box from your bottle of Bactine and send it with just 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. You'll want your copy of the beautiful new Barber Family Album right away, friends, so don't wait. Get your bottle of Bactine and send in the top of the box with 10 cents to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family Album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, the new family antiseptic, along with 10 cents, to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, a report from Pinky, Chapter 17, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.